Hello, and welcome to this week's episode. We're meditating this week. The last few episodes have been really deep inquiries into our own wellness. And in the middle, we talked about altars. This week, we're taking a break from all of the talky talk and meditating. This meditation was recorded live during the full moon salon in the coven. If you're not yet a member of Covina, the Coven of Hecate, and you're curious, our completely free seasonal retreat for Lammas or Lunasa season is Crossroads and Keys in Hecate's Garden. I'm going to link to that in the show notes. You can join now, completely free, get prepared, connect with others. So come on and enter the gates of Covina and enjoy this meditation. Kristen and I recorded a little post-meditation riff with our thoughts about the meditation and experiences. So make sure after the meditation, you pause, you do your notes, you do your doodles, and then you listen to us talking about the meditation. This meditation comes from a ritual in entering Hecate's garden. The Sibyls were ancient priestesses. They were prophets. They were mystics. They helped individuals solve problems, and they provided guidance to heads of state. They were very, very important figures. Angela and I recorded a deep dive on the Sibyls that you can find. I'll link to it so you can do a deep dive if you want into the Sibyls. This meditation is a guided journey to the moon altar where we'll encounter the different Sibyls. There is an invocation part of this meditation, and you are welcome to repeat after me or say, hail and welcome to the Sibyls. Whatever is comfortable for you. Some of us, when we meditate, can still talk in our minds or talk out loud. Some of us can't. Whatever works for you, and just relax into the experience as the Sibyls come through, offering you guidance for your journey ahead. So let's begin by getting comfortable. You can close your eyes if that's available to you. Uncross your ankles and your arms if you can. Sink into those sitting bones. And become aware of your breath. There, with the awareness of the breath. Now let's use our breath to align ourselves so that we can have a beautiful experience in this meditation. So take in your breath in, pulling it in, and allow the rib cage to expand. Keep pulling it down, filling the belly. Pull it all the way down until you feel that pressure in the sitting bones, the perineum area, and then let your breath go. Now let's do that again. Taking up lots of space with the breath, filling up everything until you feel that pushing sensation. And this time, as you let the breath go, feel the release. Feel the roots stretching out from deep within that energy center that physically is associated with the sitting bones area. Feel those roots stretching down, 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 connecting to Chthonia, to Mother Earth. Starting to feel the softening in the body as the tension slides down the roots. That sense of groundedness. And then also that bi-directional flow where what is released is readily accepted by the earth. And then the nourishment of the earth comes into us. So that is the root activation. Now we'll work on the heart. So pull your breath this time. Expand the ribs, feel the strong spine, and let your breath stop right at heart center. And then let it go. Do it again. Heart center, you feel the softness of the front, the opening of the front, and the strength of the back. And as you let it go, you sense a connection. To this meditation, to everyone who's gathered here live, for those engaging with the meditation via the recording, you're connecting to the spirit of this live gathering. Now, taking the breath again, let's envision that breath, it's stopping in the throat. And as you stop it in the throat, it needs a place to go. So it travels upwards, past the cheeks and the eyes, into that busy brain of ours. And as you let that breath go, a lot of that monkey chatter just slides way down into Chthonia, joining any kind of discomfort at the heart center, sliding down as that root continues to be cleansed. And then, of course, the nourishment comes up. And this is the attunement of the three cells, the root, the heart, and the crown. Now take that breath, stop it at the throat again. See it pushing up, holding it here if you can, and envisioning a door to Hecate's garden and the deeper world. And as you let that breath go, you traverse out of your regular self into your deeper self, and you cross into Hecate's garden. Joining me here. And it is the beautiful full moon. The garden in all of its night splendor. The plants, the trees. The torches light our way as we walk down the path. And as we see the beautiful moon altar directly under that glorious full moon, and as we approach the altar, we are drawn to one spot in the altar. And you may find that you brought along an offering. Something may manifest here that you're meant to lay on the altar. Whatever it is, could be a candle, a food offering, some sort of token of appreciation. You can lay it on the altar. And settle into your spot around the altar as I call out to the Sibyls. Mistress, I call forth your Sibyls. Grant us their companionship now. Accept our gratitude for welcoming us into their fold. To the Sibyl of the ground, keeper of the key of visions of earth, we call upon you now. To the Sibyl of the breath, keeper of the key of visions of air, we call upon you now. To the Sibyl of the flame, keeper of the key of visions of fire, we call upon you now. To the Sibyl of the depths, keeper of the key of visions of water, I summon you now. To the Sibyl of the cave, keeper of the key of visions of the underworld, we summon you now. To the Sibyl of the garden, keeper of the key of visions of the middle world, we call upon you now. To the Sibyl of the starry road, keeper of the key of visions of the upper world, we summon you now. Show us your mysteries, guide us towards deeper understanding, and teach us your ways. The Sibyl of the earth. The Sibyl of the breath, the Sibyl of the flame, the Sibyl of the depths, the Sibyl of the cave, the Sibyl of the garden, the Sibyl of the starry road, the seven great Sibyls. The Sibyl of the ground is very earthy in her appearance. The Sibyl of the breath is like air itself. The Sibyl of the flame burns brightly, and the Sibyl of the depths is the great queen of the water, of lakes, oceans, of the cave and the underworld, the Sibyl, the chthonic one. The Sibyl of the garden, the middle world, tender of the garden. And the Sibyl of the starry road, she of the upper world, the heights of ascension, of going beyond, of transcendence.
Now, one of these sibyls will have a message for you, will have some guidance for you along your journey. Is it the key of earth? Groundedness, practicality. Is it the key of air? The mind, communication. Is it the keeper of visions of fire? Courage, momentum. Creation, destruction. Is it the key of visions of the underworld, those deep emotions and what has lain in shadow too long? Or perhaps it's the garden, visions of the middle world, work, relationships. The built environment. Or is it that lofty sibyl of the starry road, who gives us that big perspective, connecting us to the cosmic, and the etheric. Whatever sibyl comes to you, accept her gift. Whether it's a tangible object, a word, a touch, a memory, a vision. And now they take their places on their great thrones, the seven thrones around the altar. Having graced us with their touch and their tokens, we are infused with their wisdom, awakening our own inner mystic, seeing things differently, knowing things. And now it's time for us to depart from the moon altar. So follow me down the path. Coming back to the entrance to regular self, crossing back into regular self, bring your attention back to your breath here, wiggling your toes, your sitting bones, your fingers. Pulling yourself all the way back into your physical being. Gently seeing that higher vision that allowed you to see the gate relax. The heart connection to this experience relaxes. And your roots relax, bringing you into a state of awareness and calm And as always, I encourage you to jot down a few notes or make some illustrations to help you bring the essence of the meditation experience truly forward into your waking self. And I thank you for trusting me to guide you through this meditation. If you enjoyed this experience, you can find the whole ritual in Entering Hecate's Garden. Hello, I hope you enjoyed the meditation. Kristen and I are here. Say hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Just to talk for a few minutes about this meditation. So it's based on a ritual in Entering Hecate's Garden in chapter 10, Sibylica, which I call the prophecy. So I put the ritual script that you can stretch out to be a full ritual if you want, honoring the Sibyls by connecting them with the elements and the worlds. If you're curious to learn more about the Sibyls, we have a big deep dive into the history and the meaning and how to connect with the Sibyls in a separate episode. So I'll make sure to link to that in the show notes. We thought where this is a new meditation, we'd just talk for a few minutes about it. Mm-hmm. For me, so this is part of a ritual, you know, the script that's in the Sibylica chapter in Entering Hecate's Garden. It's part of a ritual I wrote for myself years ago because I am completely enchanted, connected to the Sibyls, who were like actual historical figures. Usually in our meditations, we're connecting with spirits, you know, goddesses and animals and so on, rather than, I would call them like spiritual lineage ancestors. That's who, to me, the Sibyls are. I feel really connected to them in my soul DNA. So that's why I wanted to create the ritual. And instead of like calling them by names, I really felt directed to call them in an essential way. And that's why I use the elements and the three worlds instead of, you know, saying to the Pythia, to the Sibyl of Cumae, to the priestesses at Delphi, because I think if you're completely new to the world of the Sibyls were many, many women. It wasn't just one woman, just like the Pythia was a series of women who held that role as this prophetess, priestess in different temples in the ancient Mediterranean, notably, of course, at Delphi. I think most people will be familiar with the temple at Delphi and Apollo and all that business. So there's all this history that I'm really enamored with about the Sibyls and how they were treated and how they're connected to like both the community and to individual, like they were kind of important to the running of the state. And they also did oracular services for individuals. So they're really interesting. So in this meditation, to connect with one of the Sibyls is to awaken the mystic within you, in a sense. It's like being given a key, whatever symbol they gave you or whatever they said to you or whatever you saw in the meditation. It's like you're being given a key that unlocks your inner mystic, which a lot of times today we call your psychic powers or your third eyes. Like there's a bunch of names for it. So Kristen, I'm just curious. So it was your first experience with this as a meditation. Like I said, this is a brand new meditation we recorded during a recent full moon salon. So I'm right. Just curious, and I know everyone listening would probably like to hear as well, what were your experiences as like an explorer during this meditation?
So first of all, I love that you connected the Sibyls to the elements and three worlds, because I think that there is something so primal about abiding at that threshold to the deeper world, right? And so my experience was actually really surprising. And like I said, primal being a key word, like I think the spirit of the sibyls is so powerful. And the Sibyl of Fire came to me and very strongly with the message, which was honor the gifts you've been given and respect the tools you've acquired. Stop just getting by.
Oh, that's such a powerful message.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is so powerful. Like, and it's hard to put into words. Yeah, they're quite a force. And it's just something that washed through me. You know, like you said, awakening your inner mystic and connecting to your psychic powers. Like, it's just so, it's such a great meditation to take you deeper.
And to like align you with that lineage, right? Like, I think that's really what I think the meditation can do. And I know you're a great note taker. So I always end meditations with to take a few moments to make some notes or do some illustrations, something so you can return to this later on and process the experience and kind of bring it all together, like, you know, meld it into some kind of unified whole that becomes medicine for going forward. So maybe we can end with you just talking about like what you do in terms of recording these kind of experiences.
Right. Well, no, I think that when you do go in deep like that, sometimes there is something greater working through you. And that's why it's so important to like take notes and or like doodle. Like I'll just sit with a notebook. I sit with a pen and a notebook next to me. So it's right there when I'm done meditating. And I'll just give myself time afterwards to like process, and I'll like draw and doodle and, you know, like just take little notes on my phone and just kind of like keep that with me throughout the night, because things just continue to come through. Like the medicine keeps working on you too, like even after the meditation is over.
It's so true. The meditation is just the beginning of the medicine.
Right.
It's just the beginning, and whatever symbols that you receive, and pay attention to synchronicities with them, right? Like they can come up again and again. So those are just a few tips from us on really experiencing this meditation and extracting its powerful medicine. Thanks so much for engaging in the meditation and joining us for this conversation. The Keeping Her Keys podcast is produced and hosted by me, Cindy Brannon. I'm a witch and psychologist living in coastal Nova Scotia, Canada. I've written several books about Hecate, and also my very first book that's more of an introduction to awakening the witch within. That one's called True Magic. My frequent guests on the show are guides from my school known as Covina, the Coven of Hecate. You'll be listening to them on different episodes, and they are just an amazing group of witches that I am so happy to have in the circle of making this podcast a reality. Episodes usually explore something connected to the goddess Hecate. I became fascinated with the goddess Hecate so long ago. I do deep dives with different partners on goddesses and aspects of Hecate. Sometimes I do more psycho-spiritual episodes where I talk about constructs and how they intersect with the practice of natural magic. And frequently, you'll find meditations. If you're interested in learning more about my work, just go to keepingyourkeys.com. You'll find out more about my books, more about Hecate, and how you can join Covina, the Coven of Hecate. If you enjoy this podcast, be sure to follow it. I usually release new episodes every Thursday. And I would absolutely love it if you could rate and review the podcast. It is so helpful. If you have any questions or ideas for future shows, you can send them to info@keepingherkeys.com. Thanks so much for listening, and hail Hecate.